A Juno Man is up for an award given by recipients of the Congressional Medal of Honor. Bruce Bowler is one of 20 finalists for the Citizen Service Before Self honors bestowed upon ordinary people who either commit a single act of bravery or demonstrate a lifetime of putting service to others above themselves. Bowler was nominated for founding Sea Dogs, Southeast Alaska Dogs organized for ground search. He's led his team of canines and human handlers on more than 700 search and rescue missions over nearly 35 years. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Of all the rescues Bruce Bowler's been on, one that stuck with him involved a 15-year-old girl who ran into the woods with her uncle's shotgun intent on killing herself. That is, until Bowler's dog Sheba found the girl.
Sheba, in her exuberance and her happiness to be finding this young woman, had gotten her mind off of pulling the trigger.
State troopers were able to talk the teen out of the woods, and today she's married and has two kids. Bowler founded Sea Dogs in 1977, not long after the tragic death of 11-year-old Rusty Dersma on Mount Juno. After getting lost on a hike, Dersma fell down a ravine, and despite one of the largest search and rescue operations in Juno history, died of hypothermia before rescuers could find him. A few weeks later, an acquaintance mentioned to Bowler that authorities might have had an easier time finding the boy if they'd had search dogs.
I'd never heard of search dog. What is a search dog? So we got to be chatting, and I just happened to have a dog with a good head on her shoulders and a burning desire to please and an ability to be able to get around in the outdoors. And we started Sea Dogs right after that.
In the early years, Sea Dogs worked statewide. But covering an area from Attu to Barrow to Ketchikan isn't exactly realistic, so Bowler helped convince others in Alaska's search and rescue community to start their own search dog organizations.
At present, we have a search and rescue dog team in Sitka, one in Ketchikan, one in Anchorage, one in Fairbanks, and I believe we have search and rescue dogs in Kodiak, who are part of Kaisar, Kodiak Island Search and Rescue.
It can take up to 2 years for canines to become certified in search and rescue. But for the dogs that can hack it, Bowler says it's like a big game of hide and seek.
Great fun for the dogs. We take people and put them in a place where we can replicate searches that we've actually been involved with here in Southeast Alaska that can train the dogs to this great game of search and rescue, which is what canine search and rescue is really all about.
Oh, good girl, good girl, show me.
Willow, a 6-year-old golden retriever, is a bundle of nervous energy as she signals to her handler that she's found the missing victim. Lucky for the humans involved, this scenario is fake. Part of the training Sea Dogs do 3 days a week to keep their skills in search and rescue sharp. Mark O'Brien is Willow's handler. He's been involved with Sea Dogs since 1982 and is not surprised Bowler's being recognized for his work.
He's got to get up in the middle of the night, get out of bed, you know, going outside, 35 degrees, pouring down rain, and, you know, and try to help the person that's lost out there in the woods. Their family's upset. Everybody wants to find them. And so, you know, you're putting the community and that service ahead of oneself.
Bowler was nominated for the Citizen Service Before Self Honor by former Juneau Mayor Sally Smith, who now works in the local office of U.S. Senator Mark Begich. Smith says she's only met Bowler a handful of times, but as someone who's been around Southeast Alaska for many years, his name instantly came to mind when she received the nomination form.
It was as though his name just went right onto the page. I read through what they were looking for, and it was just, you know, search and rescue. Who started it here? Bruce. Bam.
Winners of the Citizen Service Before Self Awards are chosen by members of the Congressional Medal of Honor Society, recipients of the nation's highest military decoration. Fewer than 90 medal recipients are alive today, and Bowler, an Air Force veteran, says just to be recognized by such an exclusive group is overwhelming.
I've had an opportunity to meet two of the recipients of the Congressional Medal of Honor, and they're just outstanding people who have done incredibly brave things in times of amazing stress, and to be selected by that small group of people is humbling.
Of course, Buller didn't found Sea Dogs for awards and recognition. He says everyone in Alaska's search and rescue community would agree they do it because they love it.
There's always that potential outcome of bringing somebody back alive. And any time that we can get that opportunity to go and spend time in the backwoods, twist my arm, make me do it. I think that's why we all live up here.
Of the 20 finalists for the Citizen Service Before Self Honors, three winners will be announced Monday, March 21st, and honored at a ceremony near the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery on Friday, March 25th, which is National Medal of Honor Day. Each of the finalists will receive a certificate recognizing their achievement. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.